So, the end of man via zombie outbreak finds you on the rooftop of a building, a big mega motel, looking down at the city below you, at the teeming masses of zombies, and you're grabbing debris off the roof and slamming it down, smashing zombies as best you can. There's way too many for you ever to be able to kill them all, but it's a way to pass time and vent a little anger. You just picked up a massive piece of concrete. It must weigh 60 pounds. There are some zombies in a big cluster, and it's not too far for you to throw it, so you let it fly. The slab hits right in the middle of the munching. One of them has its head cracked open like a walnut. A couple others now have broken, useless, dangling arms. They ignore the damage and keep on eating. Excepting for the one with the crushed head, it lays motionless like it's been turned off. You throw down everything you have left to throw. You start throwing down piece after piece down onto the walking dead below. You spend about 40 minutes at it, killing about 18 of them altogether. Now you sit on the ledge, sore and exhausted. You grin, though. So you decide to tie some thick cable around the metal post and drop it down to the floor below, the balcony below. You pull down a thick electrical cable, abandoned and no longer in use. It's very sturdy, and it's 60 feet long. You tie it to a metal post and you drop it down. It comes within 1 foot of the balcony below. You think that the zombies could not climb a cable, so you can get up and back by using this rope. It's got a good grip to it, too. You just hope you are strong and nimble enough to pull it off. This could be a good way to forage for food and still have a way back without bringing a dead army back with you. You are just sitting on the balcony, minding your own, watching the dead mill about below. They have spread out some, so you only see about 100 of them down there. Still far too many. Every once in a while, you hear a blood-curdling scream or gunshot somewhere in this cursed city. There's little to do up here, and you start pacing to kill time. That's when a sniper on a far-off rooftop sees you. He aims carefully, and he fires. But you are a long ways off. What should have been a headshot strikes your shoulder and spins you. You feel a horrible flash of pain, and your right arm is nearly severed. And the force launches you. You fall and land on the fire escape 2 stories below. Break an ankle and a wrist of your already ruined arm in the clanging landing. You curl up, making yourself as hard to see as you can. You hurt. You slowly resend to a dull ache and fall asleep for a few blessed hours. Somebody sees you up there on the rooftop, and it ain't a sniper. As you are in a peaceful darkness far away from your pain, this person makes his way to your building and to the place where you lay. He does this and kills many zombies along the way with his shotgun. And when the bullets run out, he uses his 700-year-old katana sword. He drags you inside and applies first aid to your wound,